Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hot Topics, the podcast, the show. This is Gloria Goldberg. I'm the founder of the podcast, Unbreakable Life with Glory, where I talk about depression, anxiety, and PTSD, and also the founder of the show, El Show de Gloria, the bilingual show, that we also talk about depression, anxiety, and PTSD. One Friday is English, and the other Friday is in Spanish. But I think I did this wrong. I should do this at the end. But now to me, next to me, I have my beautiful co-host. She is exceptional.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Is there more? Are you going to do a bigger introduction for me?
You don't let me, you don't even breathe.
my bad. Okay, you go.
So next to me, I have my beautiful, successful, colorful, sexy, passionate, Kia Baker.
Yes, that's me. If you don't know me by now, my name is Kia Baker, and I am the host of the Female Veterans Podcast, as well as Women Warrior Stories for the Veterans Channel, which is my new series, and it is video. It's a video series. I'm really excited to share it with everyone. And I am also a success coach at London Real Academy. And that gives me the opportunity to meet really incredible people, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and broadcasters from all around the world and make amazing friendships and connections. And I have no limit to the guests that I can bring on this show or topics that we can find to talk about, which is awesome. So yes. Tell me, how are you feeling today, my love?
I feel wonderful, but I start the show a little bit backwards. But, you know, this is real. We don't plan anything. So it's what it is. I feel great using my beautiful shampoo. You know, I can't stop talking about this shampoo. It's so great.
Your hair looks beautiful.
Yeah, I love it. It's soft, it's shiny, and it's growing faster. I feel it. You even asked me, do you want to try the oil? And I said, Yeah. Of course, baby, I'm going to send mm-hmm. you the oil.
Yes, I want to try the oil. I love oil for my hair. So especially if it's vegan. And I have a hair oil that I have been using, but it irritates me a little bit. Like I have sensitive skin, so I have to be cautious. Like even it's scented with essential oils, but even some of those can aggravate me. Yeah. So it can sometimes be delicate. So I want to try it and see. And besides, I keep hearing you talk about how amazing it is. Yes. I want to see. I want to see if I like it.
I love it. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. What about you? You was feeling very bad last week and we have to cancel the shows. I want you to tell everybody what happened.
Yeah. So, well, it's really silly, but I was chewing gum, which is like my favorite since I was a kid. And one of my old fillings broke, that I've had since I was really young. And well, you know what happens when you have a filling that breaks and then there's a hole, then there was pain and it was too much pain. And with the whole COVID situation going on, it's really hard to, get seen, especially I'm a veteran. So I have veteran healthcare, which is not always ideal, but sometimes it's better than you think. So, I mean, it's good and bad. But they did require me to get a COVID test. And so it was like a process before I could even get in for the procedure. And there's always a little drama that occurs with the VA hospital as well. If you're a veteran watching, then you probably know, no matter what country you're in, I'm pretty sure healthcare can be a bit of a mess, even when it's free. I was struggling. I was just in pain, to be honest. And I just didn't want to get clothes on, put on makeup. And, you know, I was in bed. I was in my pajamas that last Wednesday, the whole day. But thankfully, I was able to get a temporary filling and get my COVID test done, which I don't have COVID. And and so I am able to get my procedure done tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to. So the pain is managed to a bearable level. So here I am, a little bit in pain, but I'm here because we have such an amazing guest that I didn't want to miss it. And I wanted to-
No, we don't want
to
cancel.
We don't want to cancel it.
Because she's hard to get and she's very busy all the time. So this is the time that we need to, we have to push it up.
Yes. Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Me too. I can't wait.
Okay, so let me introduce her then, and we'll bring her out. All right, so if you have been watching Hot Topics for a while, then you may remember we had an episode about Tantra, right? And we had to pull the episode because this episode landed us in trouble with Facebook. So, I think it was just in the title because we were very straightforward with our wording. So this time we will be a lot more delicate in our wording when it comes to romantic subject matter. Okay. So as you know, here comes the disclaimer. Yes. If you are below 18 years old, you must click off now. Okay. This is for grown folks. Men and women will benefit from our guest today. And you can thank us later, okay? Send us a DM. Let us know how Valentina impacted your love life. And we'll let her know and we'll bring her back again. Yeah. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Valentina Leon. She is otherwise known as Mrs. Love, and she is the absolute goddess of erotic wisdom. Okay, so I would like to bring her in and let's hear about what she's been doing since the last time she was here.
Yeah. There she is.
Ooh. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Hello, good to see you. That was a beautiful introduction. I love that. The goddess of erotic wisdom. Yay!
Yes. So tell us that's everything. You. It's been a little while, a couple months, maybe 4 months since you were here.
Yes.
Tell me, what have you been doing in all this time?
Well, I've been landing at school, so it's been a very exciting time for me. I've been anchoring my school, the Tantra School of Erotic Wisdom, and so is exciting and scaring at the same time. And like one of my teacher used to say, it is the excitement, fear and excitement at the same time, and it feels really fulfilling, and it feels is an arrival point, but also it feels it's a beginning point. Because it's when now I'm really owning my journey with tantrism and all that I've studied and all that I've explored. And I'm able to create a container to really invite other people to share with me and bathe into this beautiful philosophy and teaching. So, I'm excited to share further. And I've moved home since the last we spoke. I was in a different house. And I'm in a new house. Now I'm living in the country more. Oh. And much more freedom. My door is always open. My child comes and goes. And it's interesting because with COVID, there was this feeling that nothing is going to happen. We are all on hold and we're waiting. And yet again, when I look back, so much is happening in the non-happening, in this non-doing. A lot has been happening slowly underneath. So more, do you say paced, you know, with less rush and less drive, with more quiet landing. So... And I'm here with you again.
Yeah, we changed like frequencies. I think the frequency that we had before, it was too fast, too rushed, too Now this is the frequency, like a, now it's down, wake up, sit down, and go inside of you and move on.
Yeah,
that's what I feel from the beginning. And now that I see more what happens before, like you said, yeah, is what you just said. It's like a shift.
And I really enjoy it. It's
Me too.
I can't say now the big word. Maybe I can spell it. But it's like slow lovemaking.
There you go.
Instead of doing it fast and with frenzy, it's slow. You know, like there is a culture of slow food, slow love making, slow living, and it's really enjoyable.
Yeah, because they don't have nothing better to do, so now they have to slow down and they have more time to be together and explore. Before it was like, there's the kids, the school, this and that. Mm-hmm. So the people who stay 3 or 4 months in, if they don't discover that in, like, they lost it that time, but they can still, they can still, like, listen and practice and knowing each other. And I like when you said to slow. When you said slow, can you explain a little bit more to people what it means when it's slow?
Slow lovemaking.
Yes.
It's like savoring the moment, you know. As you know now, I'm a teacher of tantrism. In fact, I went quickly and put the red dots because you had this beautiful red lipstick. And before I was next to you, I thought I was missing some redness in my face. I put my lipstick up here.
The tradition,
you know? The tantric are always different and a bit edgy. And this is point of awareness. It's like also it's my heart. It's the red heart. And is the tantrica, the see reality with the heart. And so it's about savoring every moment. And so one of the tantric yoga that we do is to be fulfilled with eating less, for example, also symbolically, not just with food, but to take in less experience and savor it for longer. And so when we go slow, we go further. And sometimes also when I have to go to appointment, and I remember this more before COVID, but also I'm Italian, so I used to drive with a lot of passion. And the faster I would drive to get to an appointment, and the later I would be there. I would always be a little late. And then one time I said, no, I'm going to go slow. And the slower I would go, the quicker I would get there. It was bizarre. I would drive much slower, and I would savor the journey, and I would savor the moment, and I would arrive always in time, even like a few minutes early. And so in lovemaking is the same. The slower you go, the longer it lasts. And also, the more you can savor it every moment because you are present. You know, like when you drive, you're present to your surrounding, your environment, to whatever you're listening on the radio. So the journey in the car is not a wasted space in between A and B, but it's the present moment that will make sure you become from A, you become point B. So it's the becoming. And in tantrism, this is a big meditation practice that we hold, that the essence of me, it's always in the becoming. There is no me and you, or me here and there. There is always the point of becoming. Like now, we are becoming together. In this moment, we are the three of us. It's I am the three of us because we are together. There is no me meeting you. There is us. So in the becoming, now our identity are intermingled. And in lovemaking is the same. We are, if you're always in the slowness of becoming, that moment that you meet another, that togetherness is a new identity. And so instead of rushing to the end of it or to finish something, and we savor it in the slowness, and maybe technically you don't even begin the lovemaking because maybe you haven't even taken your clothes off. But when you go so slow, the lovemaking already happened in the conversation that you're having with the beloved or someone you're attracted. It's already happening. And so all is expressing in the becoming. Every moment, then every moment expand. Every moment become, you become aware 360 degree of everything that happened. All the senses are heightened in this knowness. And it's hard, actually, it's the hardest place to be, because you need to be really comfortable to be in the company of yourself first. And sometimes this is the hardest thing to do. You know, we feel that it's unbearable to be with myself, so I rush to be with the other. I want the other to take over. And that's when I avoid self. But when we go slow, now you can't avoid anything. Everything is in the plate. And so that's the hard part of it, you know.
But I think mostly women like that, like the slow, the romantic, the dance, the feeling, the touch. But a lot of men, I'm not criticizing and put it down the men here, but a lot of men are like, also they want to rush all the time. They just, they don't even know that this is the way. So when us as a woman, we want to incorporate that, they look at us like, oh, are you crazy? Or no, I don't want to go that way. Or this is too much for that. So how women can deal with that, for example?
You can tie them up. You can tie them up.
Huh?
Tie them up and take control. You know, like take control. I think a lot of the time women are waiting for the man to take control. And then we complain because they're not doing it the way we want it. And I think it's time for us to take over. And, you know, one of my mentors used to say that the women are falling asleep at the driver's seat, because women are running reality. We are the creator of life. And so just because of that, we are at the center of creation, at the center of life. And the children are really dependent on us. So we have power. That's the true power. And we must take and acknowledge this power, that we are driving the car, but we've fallen asleep at the driver's seat. And the masculine, that is by design a supporter of the feminine, he is there to support our well-being so that we can take care of life. It's the navigator. He sits on the side and he just gives us direction, but we are driving. But we've fallen asleep at the driver's seat, and the navigator now is taking over from the side, is trying to steering the car, you know, and so become overpowering, you know, it has to stretch over us. And so these are the dynamic we often are, like women wants to go slow, but give the power to the man and expect that they're going to do it like they like. Like she likes it. Instead, she must take control and say, I'm going to tell you, beloved, how we're going to do it tonight. Or I will tell you where we're going to go and have dinner. Or I'll tell you what's happening after dinner. It's going to happen like this and this and this. And you will be surprised that the majority of the time, many men are so enthusiastic and happy to be get rid of control, to be told what to do, especially by a beautiful woman that they honor and they like and they desire. They really like to be told what to do and how we want it. And, you know, this is a very fine line of overpowering and take gentle control, because it's also true that we like to be taken care of, but we can tell them still, you know, I would like for tonight, I'm going to go and have a bath. And when I come out of the bath, I would like you to give me a long massage, starting from my feet and not rushing. And if you can please also prepare a glass of wine for me. And once you tell them how you want it, you can still go and have a bath and then relax. But you've put the condition of your desire in place. And he just have to follow direction. And, you know, and within that, you can give him a margin of personal creativity. You can tell him. So you don't have to be on top of it. Then you can relax and have the massage. And if he, instead of the feet, he goes straight to your boobs, you can say, ah, hold on, I'll do my feet first. You know?
I have a question before you go on. Okay. So I was thinking about this, and you were saying that as a woman, you know, we should take control. And now I'm going to date myself a little, but I'm a woman of the 90s, right? We like to take control. we were raised to take charge and take control. That was like the whole way the world was going at the time when I was a young girl. And so it was all girl power and all of that. But these days we're talked to more and we hear more about this collective divine feminine energy, right? Which is the receiver. So please do explain how we can still be in control, but remain in our feminine energy and receive.
Yes, beautiful question. Thank you. Because this is quite subtle and very important. So feminine energy is receptive. And receptive means to receive with all your senses, mean also to deeply listen, to smell the air for the rain and the storm when it's coming, to sense if the fire is too hot and is about to burn the house down. So it's to be receptive to life as it happens. Yeah, it doesn't just mean to receive foot massage. It means to, you know, in that sense, it's receptive with the whole body. And yet also at the base of the greatest movement, she's also the force of life. So in the tantric tradition and in the tantric understanding, we have the force of creation, the divine mind, that it's a blend of masculine and feminine, always. They can't be separated. It's all one, beyond naming even. You can't even say masculine and feminine because everything is one in full potential and no form. And then when this creative mind, the force of reality start to separate slightly, there is awareness and self-awareness. So the part that detach from awareness, that start to look back at awareness and can distinguish that there is two now, there is me and you, and therefore there is now form. It can distinguish form and creation in the world. And we call this the Shakti, the creative power of Shiva. And in order for us to understand him, because our mind is limited and our mind understand polarity, understand dark and light and young and old and wet and cold. It's almost like a language that is codified in our brain to understand manifestation as it is. Yeah. So I understand hard in virtue of soft. If I don't know what it means hard, I cannot tell you, oh, my skin is soft. So polarity has a place, it's very important. And so in this polarity, she does the dance of life. And so she is form. Everything that manifests is the feminine. And so we can say that she is the force that creates life. And then is very well represented by the body of woman because she literally creates life in her body when she's pregnant. And so we often associate divine feminine with the body of woman, with femininity in women, but it's also true for men. Men also have a lot of feminine energy that has been taken away from them in their childhood because they were told that that was gay, maybe, that they couldn't be delicate and emotional and soft. And so receptivity and femininity belongs to both gender. I just wanted to say this, just to clarify, because it's a very fine conversation, philosophical and also in life. And so receptivity means that you receive the wisdom of life as an experience of your body. And at the same time, you generate reality as you know it. So it's like the body of a woman that is making a baby, so she's in control, she creates life, and at the same time, she has to listen really careful what she needs to eat, what she wants to eat, when she needs to rest, when it's time to go for a walk, when it's time to lie down, when the contractions are coming, even in birthing. She needs to push and be in charge of this event. And at the same time, she needs to be completely quiet and receptive to hear the direction that reality is giving to her in order for her to create more of it. So it's a very refined dance. She needs to listen when to rest, when to push more, when to breathe, if she needs dark, if she needs to lie down or sit up. And yet, she needs to know also to willingly participate in this dance. So, I don't know if I answer your question, but listening and receiving that which you are listening, you know, to deeply listening and taking direction from reality is receiving instruction from the divine and then taking control that those instructions happen. So you're going to listen if your intuition tells you the storm is coming, even if your neighbor said, no, the weather report says no, but you feel it in your bones, then you need to take action, trust that, and go and close all the window and prepare the house. And, you know, so you're taking action. You're in control of the information that your receptive body has just received as a intuition, sensation, as a dream, as a vision, you know, it can come in many ways.
So what are the things, Valentina, that in a couple relation, how do you call when they have a sex of love, what you said? No.
Say it again.
When you said when the two people get together and you use a nice word, I don't know what is the word you use.
Lovemaking.
When two people get together of lovemaking, I personally think in my culture, there's a lot of misunderstanding in that part because I come from a generation, very old generation, with old habits, with old patterns, and they always think that we need to make the men happy and yes. The ones are last is ourselves. And thank God I was not in that generation, but before my mom and my grandmother and all of them, they think that way. Oh, you have to, you know, you have to do it good. You have to be good because, you know, he's going to find another one. Or you always have to be worried to please that man to keep it in your house. And when I grow up, I said, no, I don't think that way. And talking to you and listening to your stuff, it made me think that, wow, if they teach us a long time ago that we are just one, we would not have this problem of power or we need to serve or we need to do this in order to keep somebody.
Yeah. And I think you say something quite poignant. You know, I've been having this conversation quite a lot in the recent days. So I think it's in the air. But we were taught, and including me, we were taught that the sexual response of our partner is my responsibility. Yes. So if I'm arousing a man, and it's my responsibility to make sure they are fulfilled sexually. So their erection is my responsibility. And I have to do something about it. And in reality, it's not my responsibility because this man is not a child. We are meeting as adults. Ideally, two lovers that are meeting, they meet as equal. There is no parent and child relationship. We take care of children. So every time I'm taking care of the sexual release or satisfaction or fulfillment of my partner, I take care of him as a child. And in long term, the erotic tension between us is going to drop because, you know, you don't really want to make love to your child. You want to make love to your lover. And if he treats you as a child, if he does the opposite with you, then you become a little girl and he can become daddy. And after a while, also that dynamic lose the erotic tension. And because we really want to be equal in the meeting with your partner. And so we received bad education. That's what I called really bad education, because the way I understand it and the way that also fulfill the tantric philosophy is that you are the divine cosmos expressing. And so you you fulfill yourself when you fulfill your pleasure always. So sometimes your pleasure is to give pleasure to your partner. Then it's absolutely fine. But you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for you. So I really have pleasure now to maybe, you know, please them sexually. But I'm following my pleasure, not an education that I had to do it for them. And, you know, as a young girl, I did that many times in my when I was 16, 17, 18. And then I grew as a young woman that I hated doing any oral sex with my partner, because when I was young, I felt it was my duty, or I felt forced to do that. And so I rejected it for many, many years. And then I had to re-educate myself to do that, to fulfill my pleasure. So to get my own rhythm, to take the time I needed, to move in the way I wanted, not they wanted me to move. And so, and then you drop this sense of responsibility that their pleasure is my responsibility. No. So also in spiritual term, the fact that maybe you are a beautiful woman and you arouse a man, it's almost like a spiritual practice, because you are the force of life that arouses the form, arouse form itself, arouse nature to be fulfilled by more of itself, you know? And so the arousal is a natural state of being alive. You know, the spine is erect, we stand up, we are present, we have desire, we are willing to move in the world. It's a beautiful state, it's a healthy state to be living. It's the opposite of depression, yeah? When people are depressed, there is the words say also pressure. There is a pressure of life onto the body and the body curve, and we're looking down. And when we are erect, aroused, we stand up, yeah. We are open, we are available. So this is a beautiful, healthy space to be. Why? So first of all, we don't have to take it to an end. The more we stay aroused and erect, the better we'll deliver in life. You know, the better we are available to the moment. And secondly, this is not a responsibility that I have as if I've spilled something or I broke a mug and I have to fix it. Because, you know, this is the association with negativity to arousal. You know, this goes into the religious thinking. Because in our understanding, this is a positive. You arouse the man. Wonderful. Let him be aroused. Let him go in the world aroused. Let him take responsibility of their sexuality. And then we're going to start culturing a generation of men that can really take care of themselves sexually. Which means that when they come to a woman, they can offer their arousal to a woman and say to you, do what you like with it. Look what you do to me. You walked by and I became so aroused. Bless you, goddess. And now, if you would like to make good use of my arousal, I'm at your service. Remember, the divine masculine wants to serve the pleasure of the feminine. You know, is the navigator, is the sidekick. What can I do to support your pleasure? Would you like to make use of my body? Yes, great, here I'm available. Oh, you don't feel like it today? Great, I'm still available and I stay aroused and I'm gonna bring my arousal into the world. Maybe I go for a run. Maybe I go to cut some wood. Maybe I go to, you know, chop some wood or build, fix the car, you know, do some really dynamic activity.
Or create art.
Get sweaty. Get sweaty.
Sexual energy is sexual energy is creative energy. Exactly. So if they are aroused and they are not experiencing orgasm, then they can channel that energy into other things, like exactly. Creating a, you know, a piece of art or chopping
absolutely.
Wood.
Write a song. Cook in the kitchen, you know, like fix something in the house. It's absolutely. And instead of expel the energy, you know, to ejaculate. So I'm aroused and I need to finish it. This is the bad education. You know, I'm aroused and I stay in the arousal.
But that's the education that I've been teach for a long time to many, many, many people.
Yes. That's why I started the school. That's why I felt there is also need to bring different way of looking at eroticism and what does it mean. You know, that is not just the movement of the genital, is the movement of the whole body, is the movement of the heart and the mind. And when we are really stay, we live, you know, in a state of arousal, this is what it means to be living like a lover. Living like a lover, it means I'm always awake and alerted. And I make love with the tree, with the wind, with the song, with the thought. Someone gave me an idea and it's so amazing. And every time I think about it, my whole body shiver and shake. You know, that's amazing. Imagine if we have a world with awakened people walking in the street like this every day. Imagine the vibration, the different vibration we would deal with. And instead we're using sex to escape a life that we don't like the majority of the time. And so we have a job that I can't stand. And I'm in a marriage that maybe it's mediocre. And then I use my sexuality to release my frustration, my anger, to end the day because it's unbearable and I need to go to sleep, or to get rid of my anger because I don't have other channel. And so I do it rough and fast and violently. You know, that's maybe what you were saying early, you know, the idea to go through it fast, because actually people don't want to engage in true intimacy because they don't know how to handle it. They just want to finish the day and avoid living, avoid being alive. And so sexuality is used like that a lot.
Valentina, you know how my grandfather make love to my grandmother with the light off and with a long dress? And where I was the time, she just left the dress up and boom, 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 boom. And she had 15 kids and that's it. I mean, you ask if she did like oral sex, never in her entire life.
Yeah. That's an interesting conversation you had with your grandmother. I'm just going to point that out. I'm just saying, but facts are facts. I mean, for the historical record, I'm glad you had it.
But like, I want to see where I'm coming from. If I was like, you know, what the heck?
Yeah.
Let's put the light on. Let's see what I'm going to eat tonight.
Yeah. And, you know, and also a lot of women say that they don't need the hours of sex, that it's an effort, you know. And I feel because they never really experienced the power and the heightened vibration of beautiful, fulfilling, spiritual, sexual encounter. And so it becomes a burden when you have to take care of the kids, of the house, of all your duty, and then of the pleasure of your husband. Mm. Let's get it over in 15
For
minutes,
sure.
even 5
it's like
minutes. You
on
know?
The checklist of the day to like, yes. believe me.
Yes.
And so I guess my question that I just got from your answer you just gave is, can you explain to everyone watching and listening, male and female, what this beautiful experience should be like so that they can get an idea? Because maybe many people don't know at all. I mean, if you really want all the details, you have to go to her school. But like, let's just get an overview to get their taste buds wet.
Yeah, and how the experience could be, you know, I don't want to take this away. I want to say that there are people that have wonderful, very inspired life and maybe they never had sex. And that's also absolutely fine. It's not that we have to become obsessed by this, because in the tantric circle this day, there is also this obsession that now from your grandmother never even look in the house eyes of the husband, now we must have must be multi-orgasmic or we are a failure as women. So that's another polarity, you know? So I just want to say that. So yes. These are possibility. And the possibility, and again, I reconnect with what you say, how to fully receive by being in control, is because there is something so powerful and mesmerizing and expansive and blissful and blessingful in a woman that really embody her body and live her pleasure. There is something so amazing. A woman that knows her pleasure, it's a real thing of beauty. And wherever she will go, she will bring blessing and compassion and all the beautiful quality of the motherly feminine. You see, in tantrism, we don't have the split between the erotic woman and the motherly woman, you know, the Mary Magdalene and the Mother Mary. The mother and the lover are one and the same. So when the woman is fulfilling her eroticism, she can spread her blessing everywhere, you know, with her children, with the family, with any job she does, because the erotic fulfillment begins in the genital, but actually where it explodes is the heart. And if you see the genital organ of a woman, they are internal, and it's like a channel. It's like entering a temple. You know, we say the yoni, the vagina, we call it yoni, which in Sanskrit means the sacred place where you go and worship the divine. That is the altar of the temple. And then the heart is the inner chamber, you know, when you go deeper and deeper as she lets you in. So when a woman trusts the partner, she's in love. She trust means that she's offered the truth of the relationship. So often means we need to be able to look in each other's eyes and hopefully to keep the light on, to be really relaxed with each other's body. And maybe that also I received a massage that lasted 2 hours that started with my feet. You know, some of my colleagues always say, you know, a foreplay for a woman, it is 2 hours long. That's what it takes for a woman to fully relax. When yes. She's fully relaxed, she will desire you so deeply. She's so ready for sex. And then she becomes this beautiful tigress, you know, these things of beauty, like you with the leopard top. And she can give herself. And when a woman can give herself, the man become her disciple. The man bow at the temple. He becomes the worshiper of the divine. And he can be simply guided into her mystery intuitively. Then when she needs to be in control, tell him how to move by the movement of her body. So when she's really free and the body undulates and open, so not only you open the leg, but you open the tissue of your body, you open the heart, and your partner not only penetrate your genital, but penetrate your whole being, then you become huge. You become a goddess with a million arms. You become the ocean. You become the rain, the sky, the rainbow. You know, the ecstatic erotic experience is like this. It's very trippy. You know, if someone has any experience with psychedelic, can become really ecstatic, like being on psychedelic, and you don't know anymore where your body begins and where it ends and where the body of your partner begins and ends, because we become compenetrating each other. And so I'm speaking for experience as a woman, you know, then the man that penetrates me can dissolve his whole being inside my body. And when men describe this experience, they also describe it as an experience of ultimate freedom, because then they also don't have to perform, don't have to do it for you, because in that moment they are so included that they also doing it for themselves, and their body becomes also much bigger than their physical body. And so the two body merge into another, like we said at the beginning, in this becoming. And we say that is becoming God. You become something that is beyond two physical body, but is an experience that is completely ecstatic, that is completely disembodied. So we're using the body, we're entering the body to go into that place where we have no body. We are just the cosmos itself. And I think everybody that had even a short experience of orgasm, but you know that moment when you come back and said, oh my God, that was amazing. You have already out of it. You have already come back. But there was a brief moment when you were no one, when you didn't know your name, you didn't know your age, your color, your gender. You didn't even know you were here with this other person. And it's not to lack them respect, but you didn't certainly know their name, because the name didn't matter. Who you are didn't matter. Your separation didn't matter anymore. And this is what the mystic describe as an experience with God, how many spiritual people in mystical order, in religious, describe as the experience of becoming one with God. And sexuality is this tool we have, and everybody has it. That's why I love it. We are all born with it. And unfortunately, we were taught how to forget about it. But otherwise, we are born and we know how to use it. And so it means that everybody has the potential to having a direct experience with the mystery, with the unknown, with the divine mind, with the cosmos, with the place where we come from and we're going back to, where it doesn't matter my name and my gender and my nationality and my age, because where we go, we are just included and we feel at home and we don't have to be self-conscious anymore. So the two really become no one, not even one. Two become no one, so nobody.
So Valentina, let's go to the opposite. There's also people that are asexual, that they don't like to have sex, that you said also is okay. But why that happens when you said that everybody born with this? And some people, we find some people that are asexual, they don't like to have sex.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the mystery is the mystery. So as human being, we all are here with a different mission, maybe, to fulfill. And maybe they had this intense experience in past life, in life before. So it's like they had this, and now they're here to have the erotic experience happening on more subtle level. And so for me, I would still call that a lovemaking, but maybe they fulfilled by looking at a sunset, and that penetrates them so fully, and they don't need another human being to do that to them. Or maybe they like to be with another human being and just share long silence, holding each other's hand. And maybe through that sharing, they can also meet the ecstatic, mystical place where they feel there is nothing else that is needed more than that. So I hope that if they are asexual, because that is a true movement of the body, and not because they were highly traumatized, because many people don't have sexual desire because unfortunately they were highly traumatized in that realm, and so they shut it out. And so they avoid going there, but internally they are unfulfilled still. And so maybe the journey there will be trauma therapy to see if they are able to undo what was maybe broken temporarily, and access these stages of ecstasy again. But you know, for me, lovemaking is really expensive. You know, you could have ecstatic experience by surfing the wave of the ocean, and for many people also that's enough, and they might not have deep sexual encounter all the time with other human being, but they have deep sexual encounter with life, and that's valid.
So I want to ask you about what's going to happen in September.
What do you mean? With my school?
Yeah.
Ah, yes. I've got my second first. It's my first 6 weeks online teaching from the Tantra School of the Erotic Wisdom. It's called Riding the Tiger. And the tantric teaching of the tradition of yoginis, which were very well known for the wild wisdom, because they were a bit crazy. And you know, we receive a lot of spiritual teaching in our contemporary patriarchal society by men. You know, the majority of the religious teachers were men, the priests of many lineage were men, and the teacher of philosophy were men. And so it's a much more of a linear teaching, and it's filled with linear knowledge that fills the mind and makes the mind understand and is not so invested in the experience of the heart or the full body. And so my way of teaching the school of erotic wisdom, it's grounded in the teaching of from the yoginis, the feminine. And so the way I share the teaching, it's like a circle. It goes all around 360 degrees and comes at you from all directions. And we understand that your mind sits everywhere in your body. It sits in your genital, in your heart, in the tip of your finger, in the tip of your hair. And so we want to address this embodied mind. And so the teaching are more organic, more emotional, more wild, if you want. And so we're going to meet online for 3 times a week. And we have one session on the Wednesday where is more sharing of knowledge verbally. And the Monday and the Friday, we do practices. Because it's like lovemaking. We can talk about it, but actually we have to do it eventually to learn about it. We have to engage, you know. Also, Osho, you know, the famous spiritual teacher of India used to say, you know, if you want to know about love, you have to practice. You have to make love, you know. So otherwise there's no way to learn. It's all theoretical. And so the practice really brings the teachings, that makes them land in the body. And I call it I did the first course that I did during lockdown, because generally I'm very fond of teaching in person, but COVID brought this new opportunity to teach online. And the first course, I call it Kissing the Snake. So first we kiss the snake, which was about meeting your fears and just kiss them. And this kiss that is scary and exciting at the same time is the kiss of life. And now that we've kissed the snake, we're going to ride the tiger. You know, in the tradition, the yogini were always associated with very seductive and scary animal, because this is the beauty of woman. It's so attractive that is also scary because it's so powerful. Mm-hmm. When she owns the power, it's also mesmerizing. And so we are all attracted by tigers, and yet we are intimidated. And so we should be. Because the teaching are really powerful. So the intimidation, it's the reverence. You know, we need to be able to bow to that power, which is the power of the unknown, that which we can't know. And that's the pure feminine. Because it all happened in the darkness of the body. Baby are made in the darkness of the womb. And we can't write it in lines like the male do the teaching with books. And with reference, everything out in the bright light. The real teaching of life belongs to the mystery. And so sometimes we just have to trust and open the heart and open our sexual desire and move with that and trust that as real knowing. And so hence is the tiger.
Even though I haven't fully watched the show, but Valentina is a true expert in this field for damn sure.
Oh, honey. Tune into her podcast, okay? If you want to hear Valentina more, she has a podcast. It's available on all 8 platforms all around. And you can actually, I'll let her tell you about it before when we wrap the show. But honey, check out that podcast and that class. This class sounds good. Although if you're single, how can you do your homework?
Well, the practice that I teach are not erotic in a pure sense, are traditional practice, and everybody needs to culture their own eroticism first. How can I be a lover to myself? Living as a lover means, can I love this body, this very one here? Can I love the conversation that happened internally? You know, often for me, I found that the most abusive relationship that I have is with my own mind. Sometimes the way I talk to myself internally, it's so hard. It's so aggressive. And it's like, I wouldn't dare to speak like this to anybody else's, but to me, oh yes, I do. So that needs to change also. I need to become really aware and start to culture a loving relationship with myself. And then I can manifest this into the outer world. So this for me is the idea of riding the tiger. You know, it's You cannot domesticate a tiger. You can break her freedom like we do with horses. We say this, we break the horse. You break the freedom of the horse, you domesticate it, and you put a saddle, and you put a bridle, what you call it, the thing in the mouth. And you ride the horse when you choose. And, you know, there are many tigers that also get domesticated. I mean, there was a beautiful documentary on Netflix about the King of Tigers. It's mind-blowing to see how people take them as pet, you know. But, you know, the tiger can always kill you in any moment. And definitely you can't ride the tiger. She's not going to let you ride it until you really break it. You tied it down with chain. But if you let the tiger to be wild and you show up with your vulnerability to the tiger and you bow your head to the ground, you recognize her power, then if you're lucky, there are moments when the tiger is going to offer herself to you and she's going to say, okay, you can mount me now, come. And then you're going to go for the ride of your life. And in sex is the same. You can't just mount somebody because you love them. You know, you put them on the ground and you mount them in the name of love. You have to allow them to invite you on top of them, inside of them. This is also the divine feminine. When a woman invites a man, wow, that's the ride of your life. That's when she can take you straight in the heart of God. But you must wait and listen and be receptive to her signal and her direction until she invites you. It's like the surfer, you know, I live by the ocean and often the surfer, which are all, the majority are guys, they tell you the waves are like a woman. If you move too soon or too late, she's going to clap you underneath the water. She's going to keep your head under and she might even kill you because you didn't listen properly. You didn't observe her movement. So you have to listen, observe, be alert. But when you catch the right moment, when you listen and you enter the wave in the right moment, then wow, she takes you for the ride of your life. The one that is worth even to risk your life for. Because the surfers sometimes do risk their life, but they come back for it.
So that's right.
The tiger we want to ride, you know?
you're right on that one, because when I was single, I don't like the man to kiss me. I'm the one who's going to kiss. I'm the one who's going to make the move to let him come in. And I don't wait. You know, like, let's see if he kiss me. If I like the guy, I will kiss him.
Yeah. Let him know what you like, you know. Let him know your desire. Don't wait. Why waiting?
No.
Maybe the guys never come back. You miss an opportunity to be in pleasure, to be orgasmic, you know? Don't wait.
My goodness.
See, Kia, you told me that you apparently wait.
I will wait. I mean, you know me. I show my interest in other ways. So I am not as forward. I show that the invitation is open to be kissed. That's different. So I'm still in control of that. I don't just walk up to a guy and grab him and kiss him. But I might kiss him on the cheek, and that is an invitation. So
yeah. Gloria's
out of control.
I'm
just a different girl. I'm a little bit more than you, Gloria, but I still got this.
Yes. But as long as you recognize what you would really like and
exactly.
You express it, you can even say, I would like to be kissed if you would care for, or if you would, you know, it's like as long as you make it clear and you don't expect the other to read your mind, because that's really impossible, you know, and that's what nature does. Nature makes it clear, the waves are making it clear if it's the right time or the wrong time to ride the wave. The tiger will let you know if you can get close or not at all.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So,
You can see them in their mouth when it's like when you're dating, you the first dates and you see them in their mouth, like their mouth like wanted to kiss you, and it's up to me. I say, let me grab his face and kiss you. That and then the man is like, wow, what is this?
Exactly.
I love
you. You go like a tigress.
She's a tigress, right?
Why not? I'm all for it, you know. Assert your desire. Show the world what you like. You know, life responds to movement. What is stagnant is disease. When water stagnates, there is lack of life, and there is it's festering and is disease. And so everything in life needs movement. So activating your desire, riding the tiger, you know, expressing the desire. You keep coming back to the tiger until she invites you to ride it. But you keep coming back saying, I'm available. I would love to ride. I'm available. I would love to ride. When you're ready, but I would love to. I would love to. So to constantly express what you want. What do you really, really want in this life? Because we don't have endless time. In a sense, you know, we do and we don't. When we are not in the body, which is also who we are endless and we are eternal. So it's also true that what we don't manage to do in this life, who cares? We'll have another life perhaps and we'll do it later, not to hammer ourselves too hard. Yeah. But at the same time, I also feel that life is so amazing when we ride it, when you are on top of it, when we are aroused by it. And why waiting? You know? Like, I also learned this with COVID. You know, I was in many mind about the school. I was waiting. And then COVID happened, and I also thought there was this element of unpredictability that suddenly life can turn onto itself, onto its head, in a moment, like yes. this. And everything I haven't done, there is no more opportunity. There is no more later. And it really pushed me to do it now, do the school. You know, like get onto it and stop waiting for the perfect condition and start. And it's been so exciting.
Start making love.
Yes. And we've been kissing snakes and now the tigers are coming. And
how many snakes and tigers we need to kiss?
endless. But snakes are nicer than frogs. They don't need frogs anymore. You know?
No more frogs.
To turn into the prince.
They're not turning into princes. That's the thing. No. And therein lies the rub. That's the big prank. Yes. The frogs are not going to turn into
I don't know who came with that.
That was a sick joke. So quit kissing frogs. We're going to kiss... Snakes.
They are already kings, you know, the king cobra. Super powerful, majestic. And it's been wonderful. So tomorrow night I have a webinar. And if people are interested, they can simply go to my website that has got my name. It's very easy, valentinaleo.org. And then they can look online. And they will see it's a webinar called Wild Wisdom Webinar. And it's for free and is on Zoom. So when they register, they get the Zoom link. And I'm going to talk about how we're going to ride the tiger. I'm going to go more in specific on what's happened in these 6 weeks online and, you know, how we're going to look at the work. And, you know, I'm very playful in my teaching because, I mean, first of all, I'm Italian. And so it's in my DNA. We like to enjoy life. You know, it's la dolce vita. Life is to be swallowed and kissed and enjoyed. But at the same time, I teach a traditional philosophy, you know. So it's this real marriage of the mind and the enjoyment of the body. So it's not a dry philosophy. It's very wet and juicy. And so
what time is your webinar tomorrow?
It's 7 p.m. It's this time, actually. Because, I know, now we finish at 9. It was more or less when we started. It's 2 hours early. So it's 7 p.m. Central European time, CET.
In 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes, will be 1 p.m. Eastern time, actually.
Okay.
Because we are 6 hours ahead of you. 1 p.m. Right. Eastern time and 7 p.m. And then you can navigate a little bit and decide. And then we start on the 2nd of September. And it's 40 days. And, you know, in all the tradition, 40 days has always been the time of initiation. Like Jesus went for 40 days in the desert. And it's a particular number. So we're going to be together for 40 days. So we're going to initiate into the inner tiger. You know, a lot of my students, when we work with this archetype, because like you, Gloria, Shiva, always wear tiger skin wrap around his body is an archetype of energy that we use in the teaching because it's frightening and attractive. And sometimes we learn to live with the inner tiger all the time. It becomes our ally, you know, our pet. And we always have this tiger to stroke. And when we are afraid, we send the tiger first. And when we are in love, the tiger can lie next to us and purr and be the biggest sexy cat that can be your ally in life. It's a beautiful ally to have, you know?
Wow. This is awesome.
Right. Very legal.
Right now is 1 hour and 5 minutes. We need to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Valentina, Leo, to be in our show today in Hot Topics, the podcast. It's an honor to have you. We want to have you more because this subject is endless. We can talk for hours and we still need more time. And people just got the hint of it. And I think I'm going to be tomorrow in your webinar because I'm kind of interested to find more tigers and snakes and all the kind of the jungle out there.
Yes. And the wild wisdom, you're already wild. So there is space for that. It's the new world. You know, wisdom is wild now. It's irrational. We're done with the linear thinking. And that's what Corona is bringing for me. It's crazy. It's crazy. Bringing the truth through death. It's bringing the truth, the real essence of life, through a lot of loss and fear. So it holds all this polarity at once. So it's this wild wisdom. It's very passionate. So thank you for having me. And thank you for giving me this space to speak. I feel so inspired by you beautiful women. And I really appreciate you taking the space to be in conversation with me. Thank you.
We love it.
We're planning to go back to London next year if everything is okay. You think you will be able to go and to see us?
Yeah, let me know when you go, definitely, because I will be maybe in Europe, in Italy, definitely. I would love to connect in person again. Yeah.
Love that. Oh, give love to your cute sisters. You guys are so cute. And I just enjoyed spending time with the both of you in London last time. It was really special.
Yeah.
So good to see more of that.
Yeah.
Before you go, Valentina, I have one last question really quick. Do you do private coaching?
Yes, I do too. So on my website also people can find, there is a page dedicated to session. So you can read a little bit how I look into session. And I'm available on Zoom now. We do mainly everything online. So yes, and my email will be there.
I knew you would like that.
Contact me by email, or they can find me on Facebook also, Valentina Leo. Also, the school has a page on Facebook called the Tantra School of Erotic Wisdom. And there you can find a lot of recording and replay of my teaching, and people can familiarize with that also.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being our guest again. We love you so much and are so appreciative of your knowledge.
Yeah, thank you. Ciao.
Wow. Oh my goodness, that was fantastic. I love
that
the subject.
That was a fun one. Yeah. You know, it never gets old. But the beauty in it is it's not just, you know, in sexuality, but it is in pleasure and being able to bring that kind of content to the global community in order to help people live a more fulfilled lives on every level. It just gives me so much joy personally, because it's such a often like taboo and like undiscussed topic, but it is so important for life and for creativity and to just feel good and honor your partner and yourself. So I'm always excited to have Valentina come. She's such a joy.
It's awesome. And you know what? They never teach us growing up how to make love, or how we need to be, or how you need to engage. Nobody teach that.
And yeah, if you find it in magazines and misinformation and your friends as like a teenager, there's so much misinformation.
Exactly. And you start like at 13, 14, 15, 16 having sex, you know? How much information you know about in that moment? Not too much.
Literally, my mom at 18 gave me like a medical journal. And I was like, what? Kill me. Like, I don't want to have this conversation with you, mom. Like, it was, and look up dictionary things in a journal. Like, so it's not good. So having someone with this kind of knowledge and then you go through your life after those points and it's trial and error, right?
Yeah.
So having this kind of information, even if you're sort of late in the game or you haven't experienced sexuality in a truly pleasurable way during your life, having this information and learning from someone like Valentina can really change your life, not just on one level, but on so many different levels, because this all ties in together with other things and just general, your general well-being, you know? So I'm excited that we got to share that.
Yeah. And also there's a lot of traumas that also create in the private areas, and some of the traumas you can resolve it through a session with her and talking to her and applying these techniques that she teach. Because I have a conversation with her a long time ago about, you know, that you can cure traumas through clear up the private areas and the sexual part. So it was very cool. And I didn't know that. And it's like, wow.
It's like, how did I go so far in my life without like with all this like disinformation and misinformation, but yes, and propaganda about sexuality? Like, when you just start peeling back the layers and you start to realize what it is, then your life can be so much better, so much more enriched, right? And I'm so glad we get to share that with people and do that for them. Yeah.
And you probably will say, wow, I'm obsolete, or wow, I was missing this, or wow, I didn't know this is fine or this is okay. Because there's a lot, like you said in the beginning, there's a lot of taboo about it.
Right. So we're doing our part. So, my love, should we wrap it up?
We should wrap it up. It's kind of late.
Well, I just want to say to everybody, thank you so much for spending an hour of your life with us. And we really hope that you appreciated this episode as much as we appreciated being able to deliver it to you. And on top of that, I want to say thank you for all the love and support that we get. And I hope that you set your notifications, because we weren't supposed to be here today and we popped up. So that's a perfect example of why you need to set your notifications, so that you don't miss an episode of Hot Topics. But if you do, you have options, because I love options. And here are some for you. So, number one, you can listen to Hot Topics, the podcast. We're everywhere you listen to podcasts, and you can listen to it when you're driving or doing your chores or whatever. Sneak and listen to it at work or while you're working out. Or you can go to our Hot Topics Live Facebook page or our Hot Topics Live YouTube channel and watch whatever we have up there. And soon we'll have a website you can watch it on as well. So you can watch all of our episodes, all the old ones, and find things and topics that you're interested in and enjoy them. So those are those options. And again, thank you for joining us. I am Kia Baker. I am the host and creator of the Female Veterans Podcast, the upcoming series, Women Warrior Stories, for the Veterans Channel, and of course, co-host of Hot Topics Live, as well as success coach at London Real Academy, which is one of my favorite things to do. And I am always entertained and so, so enamored with my gorgeous and fun, charming, lovely, talented co-host. She is artistic. She is colorful. She's wise. She is a successful entrepreneur. And she always, always, always makes sense.
Wow. That's a beautiful ending about me. It's a happy ending. I get, you know, I, Valentina Leo said that we need to be all the time excited.
We're just gonna walk around aroused.
Yeah, right now, like, woo, I'm a tiger.
Your husband's gonna kiss the tiger today.
No, I don't know. Maybe.
He's lucky. It's up to
I
you.
Need to, you're in control. It's up to me. Anyway, this is Gloria Goldberg. I always say stuff that I don't know where they're coming from, but you know, it comes from the heart. And thank you to be in Hot Topics today. And I'm the founder of the podcast Unbreakable Life with Glory, where I talk about depression, anxiety, and PTSD in a holistic way. And also tomorrow we have Hot Topics again at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. No? Oh, no. Tomorrow, no. No, tomorrow, no, because Kia have the procedure. So tomorrow's no Hot Topics. But tomorrow at 6 p.m., I'm going to talk about hair. If you want to know about hair, fine hair, thin hair, and the product and the way you can make business, we're going to be at 6 p.m. tomorrow with all the group that I have. And Fridays, I have the Gloria Show, the bilingual show, where I talk about depression, anxiety, and PTSD only. And one Friday Spanish and one Friday is in English. So this Friday is going to be Espanol. So stay tuned.
It's really helping me with my Spanish that's been lagging. So I watch them both.
All right. Thank you, Kia. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for supporting us. And don't forget to like us. And don't forget to talk about us. And don't forget to share us. Bye-bye.